right, hello everybody. It's a special Christmas episode. Special because we're actually doing an episode and it's for Christmas of the Legion of Lawcast. I am Jay Bowman. With me as always, communicating via the interwebs, via Skype, via a little box in the corner of my laptop screen, Mr. Wyatt Arndt the Stanchion, El Stanchion in Spain. Wyatt, how art vu?
It's Professor Stanchion now. I got my doctorate.
Prof Stanch.
And kicking ass.
Hashtag Prof Stanch.
Okay. That's right, Prof Stanch. I'm about to school, take you to school.
Okay, Prof Stanch. you're so stupid.
I know.
Obviously it's been several weeks off for us. We've been slacking. We've been having our feet up, sipping Mai Tais. And no, actually, it's the exact opposite of that. We've been busy, playa.
We've been working the grind.
We've been hustling. We've been keeping it real. We've been keeping our pimp hands strong. That's the most important thing about a pimp hand. There are many things to consider about a pimp hand, but the number one thing, the alpha, you got to keep that shit strong.
That's what I've learned in my time as a professor.
Why, is there any kind of mathematical equation you can give for the best way to keep that pimp hand of yours strong?
There probably is.
Suffer no bitches, multiplied by get my money. All right, so as we always do, we will start things off by talking about the Canucks, and then the conversation will spiral into whatever it spirals into, you following with your questions from Twitter. That's how we do these shows, right?
We used to do them like that.
I'm pretty sure that used to be how we do it. So yeah, thank you everybody who's commenting to us on Twitter, putting foots in our asses, saying, "Hey, where's the new Lobcast? We want a new Lobcast. We hear you. It's late. It's December 23rd. We want to get this thing out before Christmas for you." So you're welcome and thank you.
Yes, exactly. We're glad you still remember us
because yeah, we miss doing this. I'm having fun right now, just talking to you, Wyatt.
Exactly. It's just, you know,
we got together for a bro down last Monday night. I don't think I had seen you, and we hadn't talked via Skype or anything. We had just been like texting. It had probably been weeks. I missed you.
It got bleak, man. I started seeing another blogger.
And I know because I missed you, so I started keeping tabs on you.
Yeah. Who's this blogger fella? Rob the hockey guy.
You bastard. I hired a private detective. He followed you? But I missed your musk. So there's that.
Yep, yep.
But last Monday night we got together. I got us a case of beers. Came out to UBC. We had ourselves a fucking bro down. I almost wanted to like do a podcast then, but it was like, it's nice to actually just get together and hang out. It's the holidays and not have to, and not record our conversations and share with the world. Because we talked a lot of shit about you, Pagani.
So much. It's official. You're not a show favorite. Things happen.
I'm joking. Wyatt, not too sure.
I'm not joking.
Too sure. I'm pretty sure he's not, because...
Were you kidding?
I'm kidding. But awesome. She came out. We hung out. We had a sushi lunch. And we recorded an episode of At the Movies 10 Years Later. Another podcast that I love doing, but have been super busy and have an update.
Yeah.
And that one's even worse because it's not just my schedule I have to coordinate, but like a guest's. So that one's just been a little bit of a shit show, but I do have another episode of that coming out in the next day or two because me and Alahente did The Forgotten, which is a real shit movie. Yeah, but, you know, coming to somebody and saying, "Hey, I know you're really busy with the holidays and so am I, but do you want to watch Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow and then talk about it for an hour and a half?" It's tough.
It's tough.
But, we had our bro down. We drank some beer. We watched 6 hours of WWE. I want to say entertainment, but...
A lot of it. Yeah, no, it wasn't...
Yeah, we watched the TLC pay-per-view, and then we watched the Monday Night Raw from that night. And, like, I'm glad there was beer.
Yeah, no...
If we're ever going to do a six-hour WWE dip, definitely I'm bringing a case of beer.
Yeah, no, you need it, because I still feel dirty. So
Roman Reigns, he just can't give a promo. What? He just can't fucking do it. God, where is Cesaro? Where is he? I mean, really?
He's teamed up with Tyson Kidd. That's weird.
A cool team. Underappreciated good wrestlers. The conversation got away from us already. So yeah, so we had our bro down. We hung out. We half exchanged our Christmas gifts. I got a lovely gift from you and your lady.
You got the nice little Green
Green
Lantern shirt.
Lantern Under Armour shirt, which is dry
That's
fit, which
right.
I'm never gonna.
Dry
It's
fit's the
the
greatest thing.
greatest thing ever.
It's
And I would
oh,
like,
I could talk about that
and
for
I would
hours.
like to confirm with you why it does fit. So there will be no gift
Boom.
receipting going on. That shit is being
Nice.
kept.
Yeah,
Yes, because I did not want an errand for Christmas.
exactly. I'm gonna make this fit.
It just so it definitely helps that I am just in awful shape right now. I have not worked out, have not been doing my DDP yoga,
Yeah, have the
have not been
DDP,
running. Dude, I'm
bang.
fucking it's busy and there's work and I gotta do bullshit shopping and it's Christmas. It happens, so.
Life, yeah. It's the worst 2 months for food, man. November,
Oh
December.
man, and I
Ugh.
was like,
Office environments are the worst because people bring in shit every single day. Fucking muffins for
yeah, in the
miles.
office where I work at, there's fucking people just come around with like trays, and it's like, oh, I got a bunch of caramel corn here for you, and I got a bunch of here, take some of these sour keys and take some of these pretzels. You would think the place I work, they would just be like, oh, here's some celery.
Yeah, it's
Here's some
true.
this, here's some tea. There is free tea there, but here's this. So it's a very healthy organization I work for. And I just come in with my just fucking chocolate bars and shit, just my Green Lantern mug on my desk filled with hot chocolate. So Canucks, they've been the best. They've been world beaters, they've been shit eaters, and now we're not sure what to think. Because they won the last two games against Calgary, they just hung seven on the Arizona Coyotes.
Who won 5-1 tonight against the
What the
Oilers?
fuck's going on? But yeah, we definitely went through the period of, oh, they lost five straight, the wheels are coming off, everyone's just running for the hills and freaking out. What have been your thoughts on the Canucks so far this year?
I think they're the team everyone thought they'd be. Like everyone before the season said they'd be fighting for the eighth spot. The fact they got off to such a great start was, a nice thing to have. But to think that would continue like the entire time, I think would have been a bit naive. Like we all knew the core from 2011 is getting older, and they weren't as bad as they were last year. Obviously, we knew there'd be a bit of a bounce back. But I think, yeah, like they're beating like they're yeah they beat a team like the Coyotes and the Oilers, who they should and the Flames, sorry, and they should beat them, right? But then they struggle against some of the better teams, and then they tired on the road trip. So I don't think they're a top four
No.
team.
Yeah.
So like this is par for the course. It sucks. Like you see a 5-game losing streak. Of course you want to scream and like you want to figure out the problem. You want to blame it all on Spezza and be like, well, if we just got rid of that guy, fucking turn this ship right around. But it's just, the team's not as strong as it used to be. And I hate to say it, but the more I watch, like I've been a defender of Bjeksa for a long time. I like what he brings to the team. He's fucking driving me nuts this year. Just like the casual Kevin name has never been more apt than this year, where this is like his lazy plays, his fucking pinching at weird fucking times. It's I don't know. They need more. They need a shot in the arm for the defense. They need some changes if they wanted to, like, solidify themselves as a team that can maybe finish top
Feel
four.
like Shea Weber?
Yeah. Well, that's gonna win the cup. Let's not get crazy here.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I watch a lot of games because of work. I watch a lot of games PVR'd. So I don't really live tweet as many games, and so I feel like I'm not piling on Bieksa like I would have Edler. I'm digging
Yeah.
Edler this year. I think he's playing
Oh
really
yeah.
solid, and I feel bad.
Well, 10 is a fucking
Oh
40
yeah,
for
I
him,
know.
man.
I feel like
Holy
I'm not being an equal opportunity snarktopus. By
Yeah,
not
that's true.
celebrating Edler enough, but that's because I'm watching a lot of games on delay or watching a lot of games on PBR. But yeah, I would be bringing the heat on Bieksa as much, if not worse, than I did on Edler, like for the last couple seasons. Because yeah, I'm not liking him either, and I love defensive hockey. And yeah, it's shite. I mean, the game against New York, the big homecoming after that disastrous road trip, where yeah, Miller was just getting lit up. Like, how many of those were odd man rushes? Like all of them.
Well, the thing that's frustrating, like you watch someone like Bieksa, like he that overtime goal, sorry, the empty net goal where he shot right into the pads, that blew me away. Like you've got no goalie, the guy's coming towards you. Don't wind up for a big slap shot and shoot into his pads. That's hockey 101. But not just stuff like that. Like he'll be at the point, he'll try and get the puck by the guy will knock it and kind of try to skate by him. Bieksa will stop, turn, and try and dive for the puck instead of skating backwards right away. You watch Tanev, he will start skating backwards the minute he thinks he might be beat, which is what you should do in defense. Play a bit cautious. Bieksa, though, like you're making these diving stabs at it. Like, you don't fucking need to do that. Just calm down, man. Just skate backwards.
Chill out.
Yeah, it's relax,
Be
It's
a
just,
bit more casual.
Yeah,
Because the
it's
one
just,
time he's
start
not
casual
casual, he
enough.
just flips out whenever someone's past him.
Yeah.
Goalie wise, obviously, we're playing that same song again. Goalie controversy, blah 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 blah. I don't really think there is one necessarily. I mean,
well, Willie D's not gonna let there be Willie Desjardins loves his starter
goalie.
Not that he loves Miller, he loves having a starter goalie as defined.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Miller was at one point like 10-1, 11-1, and one of the top goalies in the league. And you know, so he's a little streaky. Big deal. We're not gonna have someone who's rock solid in there every single night. Those days are gone.
Yeah, we got rid of the two guys that could have done that.
Don't even mention that.
Fucking Luongo, 20 round shootout, stops it like it's nothing.
Jesus Christ. Fucking, and I think, what's this, Schneider is the worst goalie in terms of having goal support from his team?
Yeah, he's got nothing in that.
He's like, playing well, but no one in front of him is like, no one's scoring goals, so he's going to have to win those games 1-0 or something like that.
Yeah.
But still, two awesome goalies. We have to watch elsewhere, but we just got to deal with that. Forward wise, is anybody really jumping up? How great is the Brad Apple? Heisty Brad Richardson. He's been playing fucking damn good this season so far.
He's been playing good, but the guy I'm hitching my wagon to this year has been Sean Matthias. Like, started off slow, but man, that guy, when he wants to play, like, he's fucking annoying because he'll just like pester guys and check them. And like, you know, like usually the guy gets the puck to go behind the net and everyone's like, okay, guys, let's calm down, let's reset. Matthias, like, fuck that, I'm not letting you reset. He fucking chases them down. He's the kind of guy you hate playing. Like, the guy just fucking won't let up. Like, it's a Stanley Cup.
He's also filling that David Booth role of, which Booth rarely filled, of going wide and just fucking barreling to the net with the puck. Going hard to the net. That's awesome. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Anybody else on the forward side, like, really showing you stuff?
Well, obviously.
Verbata.
Yeah. Goes to fucking Raddy Verbata. Ice cold killer.
So good. Man, how screwed would we be without him?
Oh, I know. What a good signing that was, eh? Like, that's just a solid mm-hmm. signing. I'm going to go the opposite direction. Lyndon Vay has really dropped off the map for me. Like, I get that concern that, like, what if he tops off as one of those guys that can be an AHL top six, you know, player, but, like, NHL never makes it because he's really, like, it reminds me of, like, the Mason Raymond thing. Even, like, now, Flames fans are like, oh, we've wasted so much money on Raymond. He starts off strong when everyone's kind of, like, you know, taking easy, but once the game gets harder, he kind of disappears. And Lyndon Vay, in a lot of these tough games, it's been hard to see him. So I'm curious to see how that one turns out. Because Jason fucking Garrison now is having a great year in Tampa Bay. Yeah, so like that, the end result is like they could use Jason Garrison right now. And now we've got this Lyndon Vay power play specialist. And again, it's not like, I'm not saying Vay's, you know, a fucking bum, it's over. But that's a concern, is that, like, you know, have we hit another AHL like Jordan Schrader super?
But I thought it was going to be really, really tough this year. And the fact that they were number one for, I don't care if it's for like two periods, that they were number one of the NHL is just fucking shocking to me. Did not expect that to happen at all.
Yeah, especially early on in the season when they had a couple of blowouts, you were like, uh-oh. But then they kind of put it together, and yeah, they were, again, number one for a while, which is neat to see. And I think it kind of goes hand-in-hand how it's interesting how everyone thought the Canucks would be near the bottom of the league and Dallas Stars would be like a lock at the number three, top three teams, and the Dallas Stars have been awful for what they should be, and the Canucks are higher. It's kind of interesting to see. Again, who knows that'll hold out, but it'll be interesting to see what
happens. I wrote a fun little piece for Defending Big D, the Dallas Stars blog. They did like a little Q&A and stuff, and they'd have like writers from other teams come in and do a thing. So they asked me like a bunch of questions and stuff. And it's funny because I mentioned, because they asked about Eddie Lack. And I just, this is what I said. I said that Lack is one of the fucking nicest, most like genuine people, like hockey players I've ever met. And then they interpreted that as like a fucking name drop. And they're like, Jordan Bowman talks about hanging out with Eddie Lack. And I'm like, I did not mention any of that stuff.
That's weird. Like, he's a genuine person.
I could, like, that I've ever met. And then it's like, oh yeah, name drop. And then they say, like, I think the article when it first was posted on Twitter was like, hanging out with Eddie Lack, Jordan Bowman talks about the Canucks. And I'm just like, what?
That's a really sad attempt at clickbaiting. Like, my best friend Eddie.
Well, no, like, I don't think it was the clickbaiting or anything like that, but like I could have told a story or two about, you know, fucking Greek food and whatnot, but I just said that I had met the guy, which, you know, it's not uncommon if I'm in the locker room afterwards to, you know, ask somebody a question and have them react really positively and be a super nice person. But yeah, no point was that a hangout. But big name drop. Yeah, I met him once. Nice guy. Whoa, name dropper. But it was a fun piece. I like the guys at Defending Big D. I like the Stars quite a bit, and we're both jealous of those jerseys. You have one.
So nice. I got a Jamie Benn jersey.
It's gorgeous. Nice. Oh, I want that color.
Yep.
Canucks third, sons of bitches. Okay, now, obviously, slump happens. Bullshit goes on. People get added to the trade block. What do you have to say about some of the names that have been added to the trade block? We've heard everything from Burrows to Cassian to Higgins to, you know, Lack, obviously, as well on the trade block. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine how much value. Like, one of the big rumors, obviously, because I think Elliot Friedman put it out there, was Boston, obviously the connection with Benning and his old team, and that Boston has, I think, Riley Smith and Torrey Krug, two defensemen that'll be RFAs, and I think they've got a ton of cap space, like 14 guys, $56 million, so they might not have room to sign them, so it might be like an Ehrhoff situation where they've got to get rid of a defenseman they wouldn't want to, but they have to. And Torrey Krug got, 40 points last year, and he's 5'9", but, like, he can skate, and he looks like he can be the real deal. So that's one of the names that was really intriguing, because the Canucks, it'd be nice to have a puck-moving defenseman and a guy who could skate like that. That would be awesome. I can't imagine that Higgins has a ton of trade value, to be honest.
He's up there and declining. I can't see it either. He hasn't really had a breakout year or really done anything of note. He'll score a fucking overtime winner or a third period goal and slam into the glass occasionally, but he's not really not a highlight reel player. He's not a flashy.
Like, you'd add him to a team for a playoff run at this point for a third line.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Boston needs scoring. I don't think that would be someone to get him. Burrows is expensive. I love Burrows. I think he'll do good here, but $4 million, it seems expensive. But again, if Boston, like, say Benning and the GM there, like, you know, or their buds, right, then maybe they'd say, if we have traded someone anywhere, I'll trade him to you. Maybe it could go down. It just seems weird. Cassian, he's at the age where Bertuzzi finally got his breakout years. You always want to be like, is this the year that he finally puts it all together? I don't know. Like, I wish that I had seen Bertuzzi play before he got to the Canucks. This way I could have seen how it was. Because Cassian, I don't know, like, it's what, three coaches now who haven't seen it, you know, the light in him. It's concerning. Like, why are three coaches doing this?
Like, one coach, it might be a personality thing. The other coach maybe just isn't looking for the right thing, or it's not just meshing with that coach. But now three guys, and three pretty different guys, too.
Oh, yeah, good point. Exactly. Like, you had Vigneault, calm, who's, you know, cynical. You had Torts, who's fucking crazy clown.
It's like Torts, Pat Burns, and Mike Keenan all just don't see it in this guy.
I find that really, I don't know what they're going to do with him. And even Botch said in one of his articles that, like, the Canucks want Cassian to decide what kind of player he's going to be. And I don't know if it's, like, you know, his off-ice stuff or if it's, like, on-ice. They want to play a certain way. Who knows? But Cassian, I think Cassian would be the guy that Boston would want for someone like Krug, right? A guy with potential. A guy that could possibly be a top guy. Whereas someone like Higgins and Burrows, older guys, declining, you're not going to really want to trade a potential young defenseman unless you have to. So I couldn't.
Corrado to be loaded into the gun and fired off. Like, we got Shinkara to come up, obviously. I don't want to give up Cassian personally.
I wouldn't want either.
I want to see. I would rather a wait-and-see approach, because it's not like the team is, like, poised for a cup run right now. And, well, if Cassian's not performing right now, we can't take the chance on waiting in a couple of years. In a couple of years, with Horvat developing, Shinkarik, Jensen, Corrado, Tanev, all those guys, like, that could be a pretty good team. And I would hate if Cassian wasn't a part of it and he was just good somewhere else. And we have to sit and go, you know who really would have made this team a fucking dominant monster is Zach Cassian.
Yeah, especially since, like, that power forward kind of player is someone they really kind of need. Like, every team needs that job, right? We need a 50-goal scorer.
He could be the Drax.
But, like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. We've got to put together the Guard of the Galaxy.
He could be the Drax.
If you already have him in the organization. Like, that was the one thing I remember Gillis saying back when they did trade Cody Hodgson. Like, you don't trade for a guy like Cassian what he's going to turn into when he's in his prime, because teams don't give that up. So you've got to roll the dice when they're, you know, not there yet.
And I would much rather the Canucks, like, get burned sticking with him then send him somewhere else and have him be a fucking world beater.
Oh, fucking yeah, that's another thing. Like, they're scared, like, okay, we're sending a power forward to Boston. Fuck, that's like Cam Neely all over again, right? Like, just that alone is scary.
Yeah, so what about the Laxter? You see,
it's so hard to talk about Eddie because I'm biased, but, like, I try and put that
name
aside.
Drop.
Yeah, well, back when I was eating souvlaki with Eddie Lack and I was beating him in NHL 14. He beat me in the end. You fist bumped him when he fucking got the lead back. You son of a bitch. I'm still waiting to find out if Ryan Miller proves that he's worth $6 million. like there's a lot of analytical guys. Like, I'm not a huge analytical guy, but there's some analytical guys that are like, you know, showing that Miller's terrible right now, and I don't think analytics can really break down goalies as well as they want to yet. But I do agree that Miller hasn't been that great. But you've seen some of the games. Like, the defense didn't really help him out. Like, I know one of the games, like that game against what was the game that he let in 3 goals right away?
It's
I can't remember, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like three nothing early.
Yeah, exactly. And Drance was all over him for that, and I felt that was a bit unfair because they were like tap-ins. Like, Miller had to play aggressive, and all of a sudden there's like backdoor plays on 2 of those goals. That's tough to pin on him, right? I don't want to have to do
and
that.
One of the goals I saw for that night was a back check that Hansen just completely whiffed on. Somebody just went past Hansen and just got another fucking tap in. And what's a goalie supposed to do there? Like, he was getting no help, all these odd man rushes. It was a bad situation.
Exactly. And like their thought process is like, he has to make one of those saves. I'm like, well, it's, you know, sometimes it happens in a game like that, right? Some people finish their chances. This is the way the world goes. I still think that they didn't really need to sign Miller because I think Lack is a good goalie. And I think last year they just, you know, played him way too much in a row. That's the thing. $6 million of cap space, you just wonder what they could do with it. Like, it's hard not to think about that. And you just want to see definitive proof that that $6 million was such a great option and that they really needed that over it. Because otherwise it's like, well, fuck. That seems more like we want to sell tickets. Look what we're doing. We've got this name goalie in. Like,
silver medalist from 2010.
Yeah.
It's like, we had the fucking
remember
the
guy?
Gold guy. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. We downgraded.
I'm going to be really interested in checking out the World Juniors this year. Thatcher Demko. Future goalie controversy.
Dude, I don't know if Cole Castle's made the team, but he's like got an American and Canadian citizenship. Oh, he got suspended, so Canada didn't want to bring him because he would have been suspended for some of the games. But I think the U.S. picked him up. I don't know if he made it, though. That's another kind of
prospect. American thing to do.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Crossing the border. Okay. Go ahead.
But Vert, too. I want to see Vert in juniors as well. Let's see how
he does. And not going. Oh, no. He's too good for that shit now.
Face-off
king. Draws better than Bob Ross.
Yes.
A little bushier.
A little happier.
All right. So that's kind of checking in with the Canucks. And that's good. That basically boils down the last couple weeks. We can go back to doing this weekly, which we will, hopefully, when things slow down. We'll have to just really stretch out our speak. Now, Wyatt, off the record here, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. But we recently had backlash for one of our articles from a member of the Canucks front office.
Yeah, I won't mention
we're not going to mention the name. But we recently wrote an article.
Yep.
And somebody reached out to one of us. I'm going to be as vague and as... This is the worst scoop ever.
Yeah, he's using air quotes right now.
Somebody who may or may not have been a human reached out to us and did not have kind words for the LOB.
It was the best Christmas greeting I've ever gotten. So, oh no, it's me. If one of us got.
God damn it, Wyatt.
The jig's up. Run. The cops are on us.
But
not your best work. Merry Christmas.
That was the message that you got.
Yeah, that was the start of it. And then a conversation ensued, and it was sometimes you just get reminded that sometimes high school never ends, and it's just
people are a little,
you never know what'll set people off, right? Like it was a pretty harmless
super tame bit. And like things we do, like we don't push envelopes, we don't try and push buttons, we want to try and entertain people, and we're not out there calling people fuckheads or whatever. We could be, but we're not. That's not really our game. We're just trying to have a little fun. And someone flipped out.
Yeah.
And got sad panda.
Interesting.
And then got mad panda.
Yeah. I was good writing. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. So that was an interesting thing that happened recently.
It's just weird if you look back like 3 years ago, would like a member of the Canucks Nation be yelling at you 3 years from now? I'd be like, no, they wouldn't. No, they would. Yep. Yeah. Name drop.
Name drop. Someone's going to text you and say, not your best, Merry Christmas. See, you told me about that. Then we had a good joke and we were going back and forth with our texts saying just the meanest shit we could possibly say to each other, but ending it with Merry Christmas. Because if you end it with Merry Christmas, it makes it okay.
Yeah. That son of a... Oh, he said Merry Christmas, though.
Okay. We had your son. leave a duffel bag full of $50 million at the airport or he dies. Merry Christmas.
Exactly. It works.
All right. Oh, so, man. Yeah, I just wanted to check in with that because I thought that was pretty funny, a bit weird. Disconcerting, but whatever. Wyatt, are you going to quit writing?
I thought about it, but I need to get paid to get fired, so I think I'll keep
it. I didn't say that. I said, are you going to quit?
Okay.
You can quit doing things for free. Yeah, I'm not gonna quit either, so this person, sorry, it didn't work out.
Merry Christmas.
We're still going to keep writing, son. Just a quick check-in with you, Wyatt. I mean, we're kind of done talking. We got a little NFL action. The note here is the Cowboys rule and the Cardinals drool.
I'm amazed that, A, it was the Eagles that showed. Well, I'm not really amazed because Sanchez. But, it was that game they played against the Eagles. It was 20, they're up 21, and then the Eagles come back. And I was like, oh, fuck it. This is the Cowboys. Then the Cowboys managed to win. And that's the first time this season I'm like, okay, maybe this team's got something here. Because they managed to hold it together. Again, I love DeMarco Murray. The guy's leading the league in rushing. They finally have a balanced attack, and their defense is playing better than anyone thought. That guy they drafted instead of fucking Johnny Manziel has been great this season.
What a fucking... Don't draft Johnny Manziel. And it's easy... Here's the thing. It's easy to pile on after his recent performances.
I'm not against Johnny Manziel. They just didn't need him. Like, it's cool to sell jerseys. Like, I'm not saying fuck that guy. I'm saying... At that point, if they're trying to win now with Romo and Murray, then yeah, fucking improve your goddamn team not getting a backup quarterback. So that was good.
Yeah, so that's I'm happy for you. They won the division. They're looking beastly heading into the playoffs. That's cool. This is a really, really frustrating year for Cardinal fan. They looked really good. Everything was going well. Then injuries started to pile up, and they've got that home Super Bowl this year, potentially.
So it was
fucking terrible. And then, of course, just the shellacking they got from the Seattle Seahawks the other night, which I'm still haven't fully recovered from. I can't sit down.
Yeah.
just aw. Had they won that game, they wouldn't have played a relevant game for 3 weeks. Because they have San Francisco, then they would have the bye, and then they would be at home, which they hadn't lost all season. So it was pretty rough. But now I love that the NFC playoff picture has all those teams at 11-4. It totally makes up for the fact that one team is making the playoffs with a sub-500 record, and that is bullshit.
Yeah.
Cannot stand that.
That's true.
And it was the stupid Seahawks were the last team to do that. And I feel like they would have changed the rule if the Seahawks didn't go on and beat the Saints in the playoffs.
Yeah. Look, guys.
Look, it happened. They made the playoffs. They beat a fucking playoff team. What do you want? Stupid. This is another thing the Seahawks just ruined. Because now it's the AFC. It's also a bit surprised to see Denver lose the other night. That was surprising, and that kind of blew things wide open for Peyton. But I am psyched. I got Steelers in the playoffs again for the first time in a couple of years. We got Cardinals in the playoffs. Yeah, so Steelers and Cardinals in the playoffs. I'm happy. It's going to be a good postseason, and I'm looking forward to that Steelers Cowboys Super Bowl.
Oh man, I've never seen that before in my life. It was glorious.
It was not glorious for me. That was my first. That was my first year as a Steeler fan. That made me hate the Cowboys for years.
Oh, who was the quarterback for the Steelers in that one? What was his name? Steelers
was
quarterback.
That was pre-Cordell Stewart.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check that. Where's Googs? We need Googsy.
Yeah, Googsy. Googsy, we need you alive.
We're racing. Hey guys, let's ask him. Let's patch him in. We've done that before.
Oh, I'm gonna kill myself. I don't remember his name. What's his stupid name?
I remember. It was Super Bowl. Yeah,
Neil O'Donnell. Neil O'Donnell.
Super Bowl 30. You have a Neil O'Donnell quiz ready to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I just remember one of the interceptions that, like, I think it was Kevin Smith or who threw through that. Like, it was like I can't remember. Like, it was like the worst pass I've ever seen. I remember thinking, like, because I was young, I'm like, did he intentionally throw the game? Because it was the worst pass of all time. Oh, memories.
Memories. no, it's not a Roethlisberger quiz. It's not even a Cordell Stewart quiz. It's a Neil O'Donnell quiz.
Well, up by Greg Maddux.
Fucking Tommy Maddux.
Tommy Maddux. Sorry, I was thinking baseball. Yeah, there we go. Googsy,
are you? I'm pretty sure I'd remember Greg Maddux being the Steelers quarterback.
Sorry, Tommy Maddux. Craig Mack would have been pretty awesome.
Yeah, I remember when Hideo Nomo was the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback. That was pretty cool.
Oh man,
memories. But yeah, no. So the NFL's been going good. It's been a weird season again, as usual. But you know,
what was his name? Beckham Jr.
Oh yes,
get to go to the Pro Bowl, which is bullshit. Which were you to do not to go to the
I
Pro
know,
Bowl?
Like, and who? And Dark? Russell Wilson didn't get there.
Yeah.
But the team itself, I am not a fan. I am super jealous of Russell Wilson. I wish he played anywhere else. It's like really liking somebody who plays on the Bruins. You're like, oh, if he just played anywhere else, I would cheer so hard for that guy. Before we move on here, there was a note I had here we didn't touch on, but I wanted to. Tom Sestito, your thoughts. just Tom Sestito, your thoughts, please.
It's weird because... he's a bubble. Like, imagine like Guillaume Debien just fucking went off. Fucking play me or trade me. Like, he's got
Here's
no value.
Here's the fun thing. Debien may have gone off and just no one fucking paid attention.
Yeah. Speaking of French, I don't know what he's saying. Like, again, I respect the fact he wants to play. Like, some guys might just take a paycheck and be happy with it. But he wants to play. So, you know, full credit to him for doing that. I can't imagine he's making a bunch of fans in front office by having his agent was fucking going off tweeting after the Canucks 1-7-1. Like, oh, look at that. Cecilia could maybe help a Southern California team out during the playoffs. I'm like, oh, jeez. That's like, it's not a good look, like, to do that. Like, I understand poking the bear is a technique you could use, but it just comes off as a little lowbrow. But again, if it works, good for him. It's just...
Because he's not gonna be tweeting, like, if the Canucks, when they play the Ducks on Sunday, if they get blown out fucking, like, 9-1 or whatever. Yeah. It's not like, well, looks like you didn't get enough minutes, sir.
Exactly.
Good, top six.
Again, I respect what he's doing, but I just can't. He's got no value. Like, what team's really gonna add him, and what team will play him a ton? Like, I know we all know when we play hockey, we all think ourselves like we're just like, you know, 1 minute away from being like, you know, the best we can be. I don't even really take
a warm up because I don't think it'll make a difference.
Okay, well, some people have accepted it.
I'm like, okay, if I skate around in a circle and I take a pass and then shoot it on net, it's not going to make me a better hockey player. Like, I'm as good as I'm going to get. And I've accepted that. The Sestito thing is interesting because from our very, very limited super outsider insider knowledge, all the people in the front office that were like Tom Sestito guys are all gone. So, and there were people that had a huge fucking Woody for Tom Sestito.
Yep. The untapped potential. They thought that 42 goals in junior was something they could do again.
Yeah. And now those people are all gone and he's banging the drum saying, hey, play me or trade me.
Yep.
Yikes.
I will give him credit that Phoenix game. Like, he did go after hands.
Oh,
like,
I loved fucking... that.
Yep. That's
and I didn't
awesome.
See it. I did check my email on my phone when I was coming home from work, and I did see that we do have a new comment on the video that you put up of Martin Hansel taking out three Canucks on YouTube. I don't know. You remember the video, right? It was you put one up of Hansel taking out like Canucks on like three shifts in a row.
Oh,
you don't
okay.
remember that?
I remember it vaguely.
Gee,
I was high in ether. I don't know what was going on.
I was just wondering, yeah. So, Alu, looks like there's a bunch of new comments on it.
Oh, shit, are there? Well, go us. Look at what
one person says, are you high? This could be in reaction to somebody else.
Okay, I was high in ether. They knew
one
it.
One person says, no, not currently. Oh, my God, the next one's awesome. It starts off, I'm going to read the first sentence, and you're not going to want me to read any of it. It starts off with, I played defense for 14 years.
Oh, shit.
So we got an expert, folks. We got an expert. There's a lot of ways to clear the front of the net. A cross check across a guy's kidneys ain't one of them. Not legally, anyways. Hansel is going to get his one day.
Oh, there you go. He did get his.
I will say to that guy that I played defense for many years as well. I fucking hate it. I get cross checked like all the time. We were playing a game, Beer League. Fucking low div, we're losing 7-1, and there's some fucking ass clown in front of the net still cross-checking me across the back and in the arm trying to gain position in a 7-1 hockey game. And I tell him, and I'm like, dude, fuck off. Like, it's 7-1. Want to relax a bit? He's like, fuck you. And then he skates into the corner to get the puck, and then I can tell because I kind of chase him. I chase him up the half boards, and I know he's going to try the move where he stops and then tries to get back down the boards. I know that's coming. So I just fucking, like, stop and get ready for it, and then he does the stop and turns, and I just fucking run into him. And I hear him as he gets hit. Oh, so that's how it's going to be, eh, pussy?
What?
And
you delivered a good hit. How's
that?
And
you know my sensitivity about the fact that I wear a full cage now, so I try not to get involved in any antics. But I gave that guy so many warnings when he was cross-checking me in front of the net to fuck off, and he just didn't. And then I told him on the ice, and I'm like, when he called me a pussy, I'm like, well, one of us is hitting the other one in the back, one's hitting the other, like, in the front. So who's the pussy?
Yeah.
And then I tattled on him. I told the ref, I'm like, hey, man, 13 is really laying the lumber on me in front of the net. And, you know, you don't call something, I'm going to hurt him. And he's like, don't do that. It's 7-1. I'm like, that's what I told him. But it's a 7-1 hockey game. I got nothing to lose. Like, for me, it's all about justice at this point and punishing the wicked. He just got
trying to bait in front of the net.
So then, of course, like, the guy gets another, it's like 2 minutes left of the game. The guy gets another shift. So I run out there too, because I want to draw a penalty on this son of a bitch. I want him to pay for what he's done. Because I know my back and my arm's going to be bruised up the next couple days. And it is. It's bruised up right now. But, of course, he's in front of the net, and now he's off, like, behind the net and, like, hanging out on the far post. Doesn't come anywhere near me. And it's not a he's afraid of me thing. It's that, like, you know, he doesn't want to get a fucking penalty. All I wanted was to draw a penalty on that guy. And I told the ref, I'm like, of course he's on his best behavior now. But what I was going to do, and I'm not ashamed of it at all, I was going to choke up on my stick and give him a butt end. In the stomach or in the side or in the back, like, that is a easy thing to disguise. And you,
you're turning. You're
and
turn.
You don't need to do a lot of leverage to do a lot of damage. And I gave him many warnings, more than I would usually. I was in a festive mood that night. It was a 7-1 ass kicking. I don't know why I was so fucking positive, but I was like,
should have cross-checked him and then said Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Right in the face.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Another guy fucking cross-checked me in the collar, but people in beer league got to settle the fuck down.
They do, man. Some people take it like there's a difference between playing hard and, like, fucking pretending that you're defending your teammates from, like, all the evil in the world. Like, fucking calm the shit down.
I will swear on a stack of, well, Bibles doesn't work. I will swear on a stack of Green Lantern comic books that when someone's in front of my net fighting for position, never do I cross-check them at all to get them out of the way. I box them out, like, I'll get gloves together and I'll push them, but just with hands.
Yep.
That's nothing with a stick. And that's why I get so upset when people do it to me, is because, like, do unto others. So the next person who does it, I think I'm not even going to give him a warning. I'm just going to haul off and just start punching them. That's for the last guy. All right. So we're about to get to questions from Twitter. Just a quick question just for you. I'm sure I think it comes up in questions on Twitter, but what have you been up to? I mean, we've both been fairly busy, but what have you been up to since we haven't been doing many episodes? You got a new dog.
Yeah, little dog, little Sherlock, little Shiba.
Adorable dog. Love this thing.
Really nice dog. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He doesn't bark too much, and he likes to eat wrapping paper. Other than that, I haven't been writing a ton as I used to. I'm writing for the Canucks still and doing the backup Provi duty still. And been rocking that UBC job. Actually, having to focus on that a bit, so I've been doing a lot of that, actually, which isn't the most sexiest of discussions. Work on the phones.
I work on phones too, in a different way. The rest of the podcast will be all talking about your UBC job.
Yeah, exactly. Let me break it down. Cisco Technologies.
Holy shit! I use Cisco at my job.
Flight technology is amazing. It's cheap, effective, a lot. It's not that reliable, but yeah.
We're just going to talk shop.
Yeah. Got a phone set you have. Oh, it's a 7965.
I'll have you know I wear a headset. Nice. It's pretty cool. Talking about yoga pants all day. Yeah, right on. Well, you've been playing hockey too. And I think
playing my ball.
You're kind of like me. You have a different thing with the Canucks where, like, you have to go and cover the home games. But when it comes to hockey and where we're at, like, it's play over watch all the time, right?
Yeah. 100%. Oh, yeah. I PVR the shit of those
games. Yeah, because I've PVR'd games that are like, I could have watched them, but, oh, no, sorry, I've got hockey tonight. And I'm going to go play because, you know, it's playing. It's being active. Kid, you gotta go there and exercise for 60 minutes a day.
Yes.
So I got a question for you. What is
sure.
I got several questions.
Oh my goodness.
Say you're running a sports team and it's Christmas, and your Christmas wish was just to make it more easily accessible to organize your entire team, have people confirm when they're gonna be there, when they're not gonna be there. If that was your Christmas wish, do you think it would be granted?
I would have to think there'd be someone out there that could put together that sort of, I don't know, I don't call it device, but sort of system that could help me run my team better. I would have to hope.
Hope no more, my friend. Santa has delivered, not even in Christmas. He delivered this years ago. Rosterbot. Fucking rosterbot.com is Rosterbot. The shit. It's so good I don't mind swearing promoting them.
Yeah, they're fine.
Fucking Rosterbot is the shit.
Fucking
just so
right.
You know, I mean that. Yeah, Rosterbot's awesome. My hockey team uses it. My softball team's using it now. It's great. Nice. It's super awesome. I mean, it sucks if you know, it's a more organized way to find out how screwed you are.
Yep.
Do you use it for your UBC ball hockey?
I actually brought it. So someone pointed out to me, like, why don't you use it for them? And I don't run the UBC ball hockey, but I brought it up to the two guys that do. And like, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, but I think they're just old school. And they don't realize how good
boo,
it can be.
Boo. Screw those people. Wyatt, follow-up question. Do you know anybody who's ever used Rosterbot that had negative things to say about it?
Not one.
Everyone loves it. It's awesome. You could be a bit apprehensive about it, but as soon as you convert and you start using Rosterbot, you're never going to stop. It is awesome. It takes the work out of play.
It's easy to use. It's free. And they're constantly updating it. It's pretty much the best app you'll find for organizing a sports team. Funnily enough, one of the guys who runs Rosterbot sent me a DM and goes like, Rosterbot is one word. It's not a person. So I keep calling them Roster Space Bot. So my head is just like a guy named Mr. Rosterbot made this for people.
When did you write as two things?
All the time. I always do that. It's a person to me. An English man.
Okay, so that's Rosterbot, one word, not a person.
Yep.
Download that shit. Use that shit. It is awesome. Rosterbot. Yep. So we're still doing lob swag. I still got to get out and post the stuff.
It exists.
I have not forgotten. I have your guys' addresses in my direct message folder.
Sean got his copy of FIFA.
Oh, nice. That's good. To confirm, we never specified a delivery date.
Oh,
we
no,
just said you'd
all.
Be getting them, and we're holding to that.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas, shit is expensive, and we're covering the shipping, so you can just relax.
It's a free shirt
and a free hat.
Merry Christmas.
Although, credit to you for not, no one's come at us and been like, where the fuck shirt, where the fuck hat.
That's true.
If you think we forgot, we did not. This has been weighing on my conscience, it keeps me up at night.
We live in constant fear of it, waiting for the day when someone asks us where their swag is.
So anybody sending in questions tonight that is using the lob swag hashtag, if we could get to you physically, congratulations.
That's way better. We'll put on a SkyTune at one end, you can wait on the other. We'll work a system out.
We'll figure out something if they do win, where maybe we can like send them a personal video greeting while wearing Rosterbot stuff. I don't know. We'll figure.
Yeah, we're wearing their bath.
I want to do something because Pagani, you know, although we both have to turn our keys on this submarine, she's going to win one of these things. Come on. She's going to bring a good question in and she's going to win one of these. And she lives in California and I would like her to get her Rosterbot swag.
I'm just waiting for Peter Wang 8 to bring his game up.
I think Peter Wang 5 is going to come out of nowhere.
Fuck that 5 guy.
All right. So are you ready for questions from Twitter, man?
All players.
Right. Jamie at Jansen1231. If you could give the mumps to one person, who would it be? Hashtag lobswag. A lot of mumps discussion. Oh, mumps is what's hot on the streets.
It's weird that it's happening everywhere. Not weird, but it's kind of odd that it happened this year. Does he specify like a Canuck or anyone in life?
One person, and I'm assuming that's one person throughout history also. So watch out.
Oh,
watch out,
that
Hitler.
Opens the door. Oh, but that could change the everything.
Yeah, well, no.
Well, like the butterfly.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, who would I give it to? I need time to think. You got to answer. I got to think this through. I don't want to give a shitty answer. I want to think this one up.
If I can give the mump to one person, it would probably be whoever at Sony Pictures is trying to hold on to the Spider-Man rights with their neon claws. Just fucking give it back to Marvel, you sons of bitches. You're making bullshit cash grab movies, and I'm going to say, I don't mind Amazing Spider-Man 1 or 2. But I'm really forgiving when it comes to comic book movies and stuff, and like I'm able to see the good and stuff. I don't just hate exclusively. So those were okay. The movies were okay. But the fact that they were made just so Sony can hold on to the rights is horseshit. It's not how movies should be done. And I want my Spider-Man in Captain America 3 Civil War. So whoever it's Sony is saying, oh no, we can't do that. We're not going to do that. Fuck yourself. Get some mumps. You want me to ramble for a bit more? You need more time?
No, I got it. I just wanted you to use up your mumps so I could give it to you and I can get retaliation mumps. So I'm giving it to you.
Oh, I just got, I got stanched so hard. Oh, I just got, I got mumped. I got stanched.
Oh, that's pretty good. I just had to make
sure. That's so mean. Especially because you agreed with what I said. Oh.
Enjoy your mumps.
God
Merry
damn it.
Christmas.
Well, I really hope like a case of like scabies goes through the NHL or something. So somebody asks us that question and guess what? Guess what, fucker? You're getting scabies from me. God damn it. You could give Ebola to one. God, I hate you.
Stanched.
Let's see some things about my Christmas shopping. Did you get all your Christmas shopping done?
Yep. I used online stuff a lot this year.
I got
ThinkGeek.com's got a lot of good stuff.
Yes, I got a couple things online. Usually I do all my shopping. It's a Super Bowl of shopping on December the 23rd, where I do all my shopping in one day. Was not really able to do that this year because of work, because I did have to work today. But I was at the malls finishing my shopping. I still had to get a lot of gifts, but essentially I did all of mine last Thursday. Holy fuck, were my arms sore.
Because you bought so much stuff? Are you bragging?
This is a humble brag? No, my arms were... Okay, my arms were sore.
I got so much stuff.
I had to do it all in one day. Okay?
Yep.
I got a lot of little things for people. Because, you know, then people that I don't know that are getting me gifts, like just people that like deserve something. Bath and Body Works is a great one-stop shop for all the ladies on my list. All the ladies. But their bags can go fuck themselves.
The little whoop.
I went to Bath and Body Works first and was shopping for like 3.5 hours. And I didn't think my fingers would ever get circulation again. I thought it was those things. Cool. Whenever I got a bag that had like just plastic handles, like from Bed Bath and Beyond, I was so happy. Yeah, so I hated that shit. But all my Christmas shopping is done today. I was out fighting the malls. It was. I had an argument with a little argument with my girlfriend at the Disney store.
Okay.
Because I didn't think that because we were getting something for my non-blood niece. I guess I can call her. It's like my friend's kid. Who's really, really sweet, really, really cool little girl. So I was getting her like a Disney princess thing. It was like a Cinderella costume set. That's not what's important, but it was for Disney princess, and they had like Belle stuff there. And I was like, is Belle? She's not a Disney princess. Like, she's just a lady. She's a librarian. Because I didn't know if the Beast was a prince. And then I asked this. We were gotten an argument in line about it. And then I asked them at the register. I'm like, hey, can you settle a debate? Is Belle a Disney princess? And they're like, yeah. The Beast is a prince. His name was Prince Adam. Did not know that. So the Disney store, they know their shit. They're not just people clocking in and running stuff through a register. If you have Disney questions, they have answers.
Even if they're like Alan Scott, Beast questions?
Son of a bitch. What's Beast dads? That's dumb. But Christmas shopping went well. And yours went well. You did it online. That's cool. This is my first foray into online shopping this year, and I got a couple things, which I was really psyched about.
I generally enjoy seeing what I'm getting in person, but like if you see something online that's neat, it's kind of, you know, a niche product. It's
what I got for you, I'll have you friend. Everything in person.
Oh, and I said, how'd you touch on it?
Everything in person. I held it in my hands at the store, and I ran it through a register. It. Smelled it. He'll like this. Yeah. Shit got weird real quick, so we're going to go on with another question. Let's see. Jamie at Jansen1231. What were you guys doing this whole time? Hanging out and playing Nintendo? Hashtag Lobswag.
Well, we kind of already went over that, but we should have played Nintendo.
Maybe Super Nintendo.
I don't have a Super Nintendo. I have a
Nintendo. Okay, that's cool. We can play that. It's all right. It's all good.
Mega Man 2, Ninja Turtles. We got this.
Do you have, I liked RBI Baseball.
That was good. I had Little League Baseball.
That's cool. The baseball games were awesome. They were so awesome back then. Your pitch was just high, low, middle,
or you curl it like a little swirl.
Now it's like you're playing baseball games, like throw a dirty slider. It's like, I don't fucking know.
Dirty slider?
No.
That's your Greg Maddux moment. Dirty slider sounds horrifying.
Yeah, if you've been to White Castle, you've had a dirty slider, trust me. Let's see. Stephanie Pagani at Pagnificent or Pognificent. She corrected me on how to pronounce her last name. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Pog?
It's Pagani, not Pagani.
Yeah. What's wrong with Pagnificent?
Oh, I guess I can still call it.
Sounds better with Pagnificent. It's a completely different word. So, she's telling us stuff to do, man. I just don't get this shit.
Sorry.
God damn it.
She says, I think it should be noted how many of your listeners remembered Lobswag without being reminded. I think I'll deserve some kudos, says Chris Thorne at Thor Beast. So everybody who has a question with Lobswag, official Christmas kudos to you people right here.
Well, wait, Thor said that?
Well, Thor Beast has a couple things here. Don't worry. Thor,
his game's going downhill.
Are you besmirching Thor Beats?
I'm saying Thor Beats has gotten really friendly with Pagani recently. I think they're kind of in cahoots now. I think they're both trying to get show favorites. It's just collusion. I just feel a little upset.
I kind of like the thought of a rookie who got like show favorite right out of the gate, trying to help somebody along who for some reason you keep stonewalling. I think that shows integrity. I think that shows like, you know, kindness. That's what Christmas is all about, fucker.
Where's Peter Wang?
I don't think Peter Wang.
God, I'm going to tweet at him now. Where the fuck was
Chris Thorne at Thor Beats? You're at Darby's in Kits for New Year's 2015. Do you buy the drummer a drink? Lobswag.
Oh, really? Darby's? I fucking hate Darby's.
I've never been to Darby's.
It's a fucking shithole. I'm really glad you got a gig there. That's awesome.
Oh, is he playing there? Oh,
yeah,
I see what he's doing
there. That's why he's there. Yeah, he did a little wink and a nod there.
Oh,
to you.
I thought he was just like really.
He gave you a dirty slider.
He's really friendly with that band.
Austin's got a gig, but I fucking hate Darby's. I used to watch UFC there, and the feed would cut out, and the food was garbage. Oh, fuck
it
Darby's.
It sounds like the Poncho and Lefties of Kits. All you Surrey folk know Poncho and Lefties is a real dirt hole.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Thor Beats also says Canucks have 20 wins at Christmas break. Better or worse than expected? And do they make the playoffs? I'm saying better than expected. And
oh, yeah, better.
I'm thinking, yeah, they make the playoffs. Benning's not done. I think he can make some real like savvy moves. Trade deadline still has to happen. I think they make the playoffs this year.
I think they will too. Because I think a lot of the playoff predictions are predicated on the fact that like Dallas would be fucking gangbusters and all that sort of stuff. So there's a couple teams aren't doing as well as they should have. So I think Canucks can.
And I'm excited about that. I'd love some playoff hockey again.
It's going to be fucking Anaheim versus Vancouver.
Oh, and that I'm not looking forward to. But
Ryan Kessler getting fucking 5 goals.
Oh no.
Due to celebration.
Chris Thorne at Thor Beats completes the question hat trick. Favorite holiday food item.
It's tough. Food. Okay. I get excited about drinking eggnog. Some people hate it. I understand that. I accept that. I'm not going to defend eggnog to you people, but I enjoy it.
Don't need to twist my arm, big guy. I love eggnog. Shower in that shit.
It's awesome, right? Like, fuck, you put in so many things. Food-wise... turkey, but like with like a really good gravy, because some people make some really horseshit gravies where it's just water and they don't put the love and attention it deserves. But if you make a really good gravy, oh shit, that's just off the charts.
I love it's hard to like describe it as a holiday thing, but it is part of the holidays. But I love mashed potatoes. Oh, mashed potatoes are I love them. As far as holiday themed, I love gingerbread. Anything gingerbread's really cool. You know what I love? I love mandarin oranges.
Those are solid right there.
I'm going with mandarin oranges. All right.
Do you try and peel it off where you don't like lose any piece? It's all one piece.
You know I do.
Okay.
Bitch, you don't eat mandarin oranges without trying to do that every single time.
You hold it up just so everyone knows you did it.
I wear a I make it out of a necklace. I put it on a necklace that I wear. Nobody opens any fucking presents until I get that done. DC at No Way A. Should Tom Sestito beat up Mark Messier and steal all his baked lays? Yes or hell yes? Lob swag.
Oh, hell yes. That'd be crazy. Imagine, like, just imagine, like, Sestito was desperate. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, he sees Messier at the arena. He's scratch, obviously. He just goes down and just fucking starts wailing on him. Like, seriously, if that happened, what a hero he would be in Vancouver.
People like, out of protest would not show up to games unless he was getting top 6 minutes.
Yeah. Like,
and
I know it's
he,
like,
and he played the second period in net.
Give him everything, whatever he wants. Yeah, and violence is something people are like, you should laugh at that. But just imagine just the craziness of that. If that actually happened, it would be fucking celebrated because Messi really is like this like demonic figure in Vancouver lore.
Oh, he trolls so us with those stupid fucking commercials.
It's fucking ads. So that family is not even fucking
fake.
Vancouver fans.
That's fake.
Yeah.
I wanna bring up the Tom Sestito thing because there was a little bit of an exchange here on Twitter where Bobak at Bobak M asked us a question.
Oh, no defense, Bobak.
Oh, we miss Bobak.
I miss him on defense.
Everyone in the press box for Canucks game goes on Survivor. Who wins? Hashtag lob swag. And then Scott Ellaby SJS says Tom Sestito.
Yeah, he's up there. He wants it the most. He's
bunch
hungry.
Of people favorited that. At Browse being really about the heat there. So good, man. That's the right answer. It's not a matter of opinion. Yeah. That's the right answer.
Yeah, no, he's
also says happy holidays and a happy new year. Thank you, Bobak.
He's like the nicest guy ever, which is why I always bust his balls about his defense in that game. It wasn't even that bad.
Well, we got a lob up four. When is that happening again? It's in Victoria?
Yeah,
I got to book the time off for that. I got to make sure I can go.
Yep. Yeah, you have to. You're defending champ, man.
Fucking full cage McGee. The only person wearing a helmet, and that helmet has a cage attached to it.
Yeah, it's, you know, you value safety and you value
I got to protect the moneymaker.
Oh, don't miss
Sorry.
Me.
All right, let's see. George MFing McPhee at McPhee LOBPIMP. He knows how to keep that pimp hand strong. It's the holidays and I have Christmas Eve off. Should I indulge in another beverage? Yes or yes? Lob swag.
We're getting a lot of definitive questions.
People,
not a lot of
give it. Us an out.
Yeah. yes, have another drink. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I hope this question came in 6 hours ago. According to my Twitter here, so I hope he goes on a crazy bender. He doesn't wake up until like the 27th.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Okay, me and you, I don't think have ever discussed this. We got a question here from Browsbean. I'm excited to debate this with you in case we have differing opinions. At okay. Browsbean asks, stuffing, best part of holiday dinner or terrible lob swag? On the count of three, I think we should say our opinions on stuffing.
Okay.
One, two, three. I fucking hate it.
Terrible. Yes. All right,
sweet. All right. God.
It's fucking awful. I don't know, like, whatever.
I'm gonna keep it in, but it's like you sound like Cher in the Believe video.
Do you
terrible.
Believe?
Terrible. Yeah, no, I hate stuffing. It's the worst.
It's awful. I don't like the spices they put in it. It just tastes like garbage. Like someone actually put garbage in my turkey. I don't need that. You have gravy, mashed potatoes, and turkey. Why would you want to put something else that can soak up that gravy in there? Fucking makes
like
no sense.
The principle of stuffing. Hey, we're gonna stuff this. We're gonna put this stuff, this mishmash of bullshit. We're gonna put it in this turkey's ass while we cook, and then we're gonna pull it out. You're gonna eat it. How about no? Yep. How about I'll have some mashed potatoes and another roll instead? Thank you.
I feel like stuffing is what they used to feed the people that they look down upon. Like, you get to eat this. Look at that, commoners, and gave them that shit. Well, everyone else ate the good stuff. Because, yeah, I don't want... Get away from my gravy. You're soaking
scraps,
everything
you
up.
You get the mush. Like,
you get
the Oliver
mush.
In the orphanage was, please, can I have some more? But not any more stuffing.
You get the dirty sliders.
Dirty sliders for you, orphans. Oh, Oliver would love the dirty sliders compared to having stuffing. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm glad we've never had that discussion. So I thought, because I know people who like stuffing are fucking militant about it.
Oh, they get really
they get crazy about it. So I'm glad. Good. We're friends. I like it.
Mm-hmm. We're back to being friends.
Matthew Henderson at mhenderson95. You're walking out of an explosion in an action movie. What song is playing? Lobswag.
Oh, that's a fun question. Walking out of an explosion. Oh, this is like a question that I respect so much that I really want to research it. I'm not gonna have an answer now. I'm actually gonna take some time and I'll tweet it out later. I gotta think this one through because I really respect the question.
I'm gonna go with a type of song. Okay. I really like when movies go counter genre with their music choices. Like I wouldn't be picking like an AC/DC or any of that shit. Like it would be something that you wouldn't expect. You know what jumps to mind? Not for my song, but something in this vein that I respect a lot. Turn Me Loose from Crank. Used a couple times. Not a song you would expect to like hear. Like a kind of a new wave 80s type. You know the song, obviously. But just being used in such a badass sense, like something that's counter genre, I think is really cool. Maybe like a fucking pop song or something. Yeah, I'm gonna think about this too. We'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta come up with a good, it's a perfect song. We'll have to use the green screen to test it out.
Bobak at Bobak M. Name the Las Vegas hockey team. Las Vegas Dirty Sliders.
Yes, the Las Vegas Dirty Sliders. It encapsulates everything about that team.
Do you have a name that you would name the Vegas hockey team?
No, like, I just remember hearing rumors that like the Black Knights, like which I assume was, I don't know, Monty Python reference. which would be pretty funny because it was I don't know what they want to go with. They're going to throw back to the CFL. Go to the Las Vegas Posse.
That's all right.
Yeah. Why not?
Las Vegas, or go with the old school roller jam name of the Nevada Hot Dice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bring back the Hot Dice.
Oh, as long as it's not like a betting term, I don't want to be like the Las Vegas Snake Eyes.
I was
going
to say that. That was what I was about to say. Las Vegas Snake Eyes. The Las Vegas Double Downs.
The Las Vegas Nick Cages.
That Las Vegas Posse works for me.
Yep.
Bobak also asks, who do you protect in an expansion draft? Who qualifies? Like, who gets freed up for that? Is there school as far as, like, they have to be X amount of, like, they have to be this old, or?
No, I think it's position-based. Like, you can protect, like, this many forwards, this many defense, and one goalie sort of thing.
So, obviously, Lyndon Vake, and he can go off to Vegas if you want.
Yeah, you can fucking have fun. Power play specialist. Eddie Lack would be taking it.
Oh, yeah.
That would suck. That would suck for our careers. He's our name dropper. What are we gonna do? What was the question again? I got lost thinking about losing Eddie Lack. I got kind of sad there.
Who do we protect in expansion draft?
Eddie Lack. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm being selfish. Can't lose that guy.
I also would like to protect Eddie Lack.
He just taunted me on Twitter about like how we lost the fantasy football and how his fucking super team won because he never named
his
team
properly.
Did his
super team win? God
damn
it.
Yeah, he fucking won with Eddie Lack.
God damn it.
We're never gonna hear the end of it.
Once we didn't make the playoffs, stopped caring.
Yeah, we got to do the Rumble, too, also. That just reminds me of goalies who have taken a weird interest in what we do. Remember Luongo wanted to make sure he was in it?
I never confirmed it was Luongo, but I did. Because I don't want to fucking name drop, but I did share on Twitter that a Canucks player had asked and like come across the locker room to make sure, hey, I'm in this Rumble, right?
I bet he wants to be in it this year, too. He's got
he will be.
Like he's waiting for it. Yeah,
he's
he will
in
be.
Florida now, but he will be. Now, unfortunately, we had grand designs and big plans to use the new WWE 2K15 game on the Xbox One, but as is, I'm discovering a trend on the next generation systems.
Yep.
Guess what? Everything looks good, but features? Go fuck yourself.
Yep, shallow.
And our
shit.
Beloved wrestling games just got fucking just butchered. 25 creator wrestlers. 20. We can't even create 30 Canucks for the Rumble. Now the technology is there, which is cool, where we can actually put their faces in there and have like their face. That would have been awesome. It would have been so cool.
So good.
But they fucked us, so we'll be using the 2K14 game, the 360 and the menu music, which almost turned me into fucking Jack Nicholson in The Shining last year.
Oh, that's so good.
So yeah, we will be setting up to do that. We're actually going to be taking a run at that fairly soon, Wyatt. I guess I'll be putting in a lot of hours at your place.
Yeah, get the blank.
I'll be living at your place and the office, so it'll be good. But
Yep.
no, we're definitely gonna do it again. We're gonna make it a lot of fun. Trying to top last year is gonna be tough. Hopefully,
Yep.
I'll tell you right now, Wyatt. The goal is for me for this to be a lot shorter and a
What?
lot less labor intensive. Who am I kidding? Yeah, this is gonna be a.
It's gonna get out of hand. Storylines will start taking off. We'll start filming
We'll start
again.
splitting like an hour and a half worth of material into three fucking movies. Like we're gonna Peter
Yep.
Jackson this shit.
Yeah.
Legolas is gonna be in the rumble.
It's
It's
gonna be
gonna be good
good.
stuff. So yeah, we're excited about that. So Matthew Henderson at M Henderson 9. You know what? It's the same group of people asking questions, but I don't care. These are all great people. They always bring great questions. So I'm psyched.
Bring it.
Who's number one on your sports naughty or nice list this year?
Naughty or nice
Sports
list?
related, yeah.
I guess naughty. Didn't DeMarco Murray sleep with some guy's wife? I think, yeah, I think that was the big news. That's my TMZ update for DeMarco Murray banging some guy's wife. So he's naughty, but he puts up the yard. So you know what? We forgive him.
Scott LOBSJS at Browsbean, eggnog with booze, yes or no? I'm going both.
Yeah, you can do
I
either
love it
or.
without, but I also love it you put a little rum in there. So why booze? Eggnog people don't need to make that distinction. They just rock it however they want it, and it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. We don't even think of things like that. We don't see the world in, rum or no rum. Just eggnog everywhere.
Daniel P at the Philosopher. Show favorite? Where is your happy place?
My happy place.
You talking like physical places or like your mental happy place? Like, is this a Happy Gilmore type thing? I'm not sure. Because
Yeah.
I love and I like being at, I love playing pool. I'm always able to like relax. I like playing pool a lot. It's always, settles me down. I had to make a decision or I'm, stressed out about something. Just, an hour around a pool table, just listening to music definitely soothes. So I guess that could be my happy place physically. Do you have a physical happy
Yep.
place?
It's hockey. It's the one place where I don't give a shit what happens. Like, there's the rules of the hockey rule. What happens on the floor stays on the floor. Unless you're from Surrey, then it goes to the parking lot. But for the most case, it's just you go there and you just, yeah, it's just competing physically, and it's just, yeah, my mind goes blank. I don't overthink anything on the hockey
Nice.
floor. I
That's
love it.
cool.
Just
Sean Juan, LOB NHL, at Sean Juan 1984.
silver
Silver
medalist.
medal! When is Bowman going to be man enough to face me in the ultimate movie trivia showdown? Ho,
That's right.
ho.
You guys talked about
I
this.
told him as soon as he agrees to Olympic style drug testing,
Yeah.
then I'll do it with him. I'm gonna
Yeah,
fucking Pacquiao him. So yeah, that's what I. Yeah, this is Mayweather versus Pacquiao. It's gonna happen, but there's gonna be a lot of fucking posturing on both sides. I say both
you're
sides, but
gonna be talking on your money phone in the
yep.
picture.
No, we'll do it. I've just been fucking. I've been
Yeah.
stupid busy. This is the first podcast we've done in like a month and a half, so that should.
We'll
Yeah,
do
we'll
it.
do it, but the Rumble's the big project right now as soon as we're done recording this episode. Alistair Cave at ALSTAR101. Favorite Christmas movie?
Even though I've grown to not like Chevy Chase at all, and realize that he was overrated and really had a big ego, Crucifixion is always just the one I have to watch every
Yeah,
year.
Christmas Vacation is strong. I really like that one too. Just to say something different from you, I'm gonna go with one that's hard to say that's my favorite. But can we both agree Die Hard doesn't count?
No, it doesn't, Kelly. Like, it's fun to
It
watch Christmas,
counts,
but
but it's not. Yeah,
it's not the spirit of
I would
Christmas.
probably say mine is. I loved Scrooged, with Bill Murray. I love Scrooged. Scrooge is fantastic. It's a Wonderful Life is one of my mom's favorite movies. I watched it for the first time a couple of years ago, and it blew me away. And I saw somebody on Twitter actually earlier tonight when I got home said that they had just watched it for the first time, and it was amazing. It's a really good movie. I like The Ref, super underrated. Dennis Leary from 1994.
Dennis Leary. What's that? Who else is in that? Who's the
Kevin
married couple?
Spacey.
Yep.
And
Is it redheaded
yeah,
girl
I can't
Ford?
remember what her name. I don't think she's done anything. I want to say Annette Bening, but that was American Beauty.
Yeah, no, I was thinking
Which, you know what? Add a couple
that
years to The Ref, it might as well be American Beauty, just not at Christmas. But yeah, I love The Ref. The Ref is really good. Do you have a? It, nobody asked this, but do you have a worst?
my worst
Yeah.
Christmas movie? Okay, we need, neither of us had Home Alone for like a good movie.
Well, no, Home Alone's up there.
Yeah, but it's not like.
Well, Home Alone 2 is fucked. We've talked about this before in an early episode about how it just straight up murders them.
Yeah, with bricks. Like,
the bricks. Oh, the bricks. Yeah. That's so bad. Awful. Oh, man. I love the bricks, though. That's so. That's bad news. Christmas Story is obviously really good. I never saw the Jim Carrey Grinch. I heard it was shit. Was it good?
I never saw it. Like, probably one of the newer ones probably would have blown me. I don't have anything on my list that like other people love a ton that I'm like really up in arms about. Yeah,
fair enough. Jingle All the Way is awful, but a fun awful to watch. And I could watch Phil Hartman passive aggressively try and bang a married woman all day.
Yes. Yeah.
I came over to fix your lights. Ha! Fucking Phil Hartman. And it's like he has like a couple real heel moments in that movie too, which are just amazing. I love and miss Phil Hartman.
Oh, he's awesome.
Stephanie Pagani, at Pagnificent. Give Canucks Bond-style villain names. Richardson must be included since he looks so heisty. Again, this is one of those Daniel P. You're like, I want this question answered 23 times.
Yeah, that's a lot of numbers, guys.
So there's a lot of lag. Maybe we do... there's no Bond movie coming out soon that we can do like an article to tie it in.
Yeah, no.
We'll look into that.
Yeah.
You have to understand, Pagani, it is now, it's 12:53. You're going to work, I got to edit this, which means I have to listen to it all again.
Yeah, which is double the pleasure.
And it's Christmas Eve. It's actually Christmas Eve now. Merry Christmas Eve, Wyatt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I got work to do. I'm not going to go and fucking give all the Canucks Bond-style nicknames. But I do appreciate you mentioning that Richardson does look heisty because he does.
He does, yeah.
Kobe Haraga at Kobe Haraga. Your house/apartment, house, very nice, is on fire. Your basement suite or apartment is on fire. You can only save one thing. What do you save?
We're not going to involve living things in this because that makes it a non-fun
question. I'll save my brother.
Yeah, exactly. But that becomes a very short answer. So, what would I save? That's a good question. Oh, it's too bad.
It's really made me reevaluate the things I have and what really matters, which at Christmas Eve is a good thing to do.
I would grab my computer, but it's not sentimental. Just because it's like that's like, all my work. Like I can't.
So would I?
That,
I'd be totally screwed if I lost my computer.
Yeah, but it's not like a cool answer, not like a wow, these guys are deep. That's more like these guys are cold-hearted bastards.
Jesus.
Yeah, he stumped us. Rusty.
We're totally rusty. We're going to answer all questions next time. When we do our Valentine's Day special episode. Which at that point will be really weird if we talk about the gifts we got each other.
Yes. Yeah,
romance! I like this question a lot. We may not answer it, but that's one we're definitely going to be thinking about.
Yeah, all night texting each other. What do you think?
I have a framed like Green Lantern comic. It's the first appearance of Sinestro, which is like that's probably worth quite a lot of money, but like that's something I have that I really really like. But you know what's that going to do me in my new place? Oh, this is tough.
I know, it's a tough question.
All my photos are on my phone. God damn it. Ah, oh, now you made me think and feel feelings. Damn it. Stephanie Pagani, bringing the nonsense back with her next question. Who is your favorite reindeer? Blitzen, 100%.
Blitzen, 100%.
Oh, that's
Blitzen.
Nice. We didn't even discuss this beforehand.
No, I was just thinking like Blitzen because that guy, he sounds he gets shit done.
And he's quickly. Got shit to do.
Yep. Blitzen, let's do it. That's how you got it, that name. You know that for sure. Donner? That's not a fucking name.
Donner's bullshit,
off.
Yeah. Donner's bullshit. Yeah. Prancer. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I did not like your movie.
It sounded like they were mocking him. Oh, look at the Prancer.
Oh, Prancy Prancerson.
No, yeah. Taking his time.
Oh, what's this? Blitzen's already done? Fucking right.
Exactly.
Blitzen's king.
Fucking Blitzen.
And we got our last one here from Jay Adams at JVCB. This guy's a hell of a guy. I like this guy. Have you met him before?
Not in person. I'll be meeting him at the Barroom Brawl 3.
Did you not meet him at the Van City Buzz?
Oh, see, I did. I totally lied. I met him.
And it made a huge impact on you.
Sorry, I totally
I met him at
the
ECCW
that.
show. Big wrestling fan. This guy, yeah, this guy's the shit. Loves his indie wrestling. But he asked us, rank all historical WWE titles from most useless to most important.
Well, they made the Intercontinental more useless.
Don't you dare.
Right now,
don't you dare.
What has been, like, it's funny because you would think something like the Hardcore Belt would be, but like, useless, but Holly brought that up such a level, Crash Holly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I give that belt more respect than, like, he elevated that. Like, you told me that story about how, like, when they gave Mick Foley the honorary Hardcore Belt, like, Crash was apparently upset about it.
To be exemplify the Hardcore title, really, Crash made it. Like, that was one of the best parts of the Attitude Era.
Yep.
All right, I'm just pulling up a list of debunked championship belts here. All right, so I'm going to say most useless. They've never used the United States title properly. Not like WCW did, because WCW, the U.S. champion, was like the number one contender for the world belt. So they always would have matches there. And I thought, that was how Goldberg won the belt against Hogan.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
I will say also another belt that they never really did anything with, cruiserweight title. Or sorry, the light heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Talking about Michinoku, I think, was champion. Then they have fucking Gilbert had it forever. Christian won it in his first match. I was watching shit on the network where Dean Malenko has the belt. They could have done something really cool with that, like the cruiserweight title in WCW, but that was fairly useless. I feel like I really liked the European title when I was younger.
Like, yeah, I
when Shane McMahon
that.
Had it, and D'Lo Brown and Kurt Angle, and that was a really cool belt. I was hoping they'd bring that back recently, but I hated when they had the two different tag team titles. I understood it because they had the two different shows, but
yeah, that's right.
The WWECW championship was pretty fucking useless. Like, it was cool when it was like the old ECW belt. I mean, even though it was a bastardization of it, but when they changed it to the Mark Henry title, the big fucking platinum thing, the big silver one.
Yep.
Oh God. Yeah. Like, Christian had to carry around. That sucked. I don't like the Divas title. I like the women's title, but the Divas title is useless. I love the $1 million title, and I wish they had more angles with it. Thing looks awesome. Swagalicious.
Did he retire with that title? Did he lose it in the storyline?
He lost it in the storyline to Virgil. And then, I'm trying to think. Then he had it again. And then he gave it to Ted DiBiase Jr. He left it in a trust fund.
Oh, that's right.
And then he, I think Goldust stole it. Because it was like, yeah, Goldust like would send him messages saying that, like, you have something I want. And everybody thought it was like Maurice, who was Ted DiBiase's lady.
Yeah.
And then Goldust came out and like fucked up Ted DiBiase. And it was kind of looking at like Maurice like seductively. And then he just started like making out with the belt. It's like, dude, Maurice is like one of the hottest divas ever. I can't believe Miz is married to her. It's not fair. But
yep. But that title, man.
And then that's pretty much it. Now, and the most important, love the Hardcore title. Loved the. This is a tough question.
Oh, people are bringing the heat tonight.
It's late. Fair. We're tired.
We're tired as shit.
We're out of shape, and people like there are those who don't want to hear us talking about wrestling. We have our other podcast that we've been too busy to do for
exactly.
that. So we'll not answer that on our other podcast.
Yeah.
But my favorite, I'm going to alter the question, Jay. I'm sorry, but show prerogative. My favorite belt ever is the Intercontinental title. Not only in terms of design, but in terms of what the belt is supposed to mean and what it meant when I was younger.
That was more important to me when Shawn and Razor were fighting over it than the
That's exactly what I, yeah, what I'm referring to. And like Mr. Perfect and Bret Hart fighting over it when I was a kid. Did you know Texas Tornado only had 1 foot? Yeah.
Really?
Watch That's a Texas weird. Tornado match. Yeah, he lost like a foot in like a motorcycle accident, so he had like a fake like prosthetic foot. You couldn't tell.
Crazy.
He was Intercontinental Champion too. Respect.
Well, Kurt Angle will never be able to make him tap out.
Oh man, that'd be hilarious if he.
Yeah, that'd be a good storyline.
Yeah, if he didn't commit suicide in like 1993.
Well, yeah.
I just right back down.
Thanks for doing that.
Love the Intercontinental title, and I feel that the U.S. title or the light heavyweight championships were the biggest missed opportunities they had.
Yep.
Cool. All right, that's it for questions. It is 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. You're tired. I see you got Christmas lights on. Not going to be a long drawn out goodbye. This isn't going to be Seth Rollins.
Hold on a second. Are you trying to tell me?
But everybody who has tweeted at us about the show in the last couple of weeks, wondering where it is, thank you very much. We do appreciate, you know, the foot in the ass and wanted to get out there and, you know, give you guys something. More power to the people that are able to do their weekly episodes without any issues. Right on. Respect. We're doing what we can. We're trying, but we're kind of we gotta hustle for that Skrilla out there.
Yeah.
Because we do not get paid for a lot of what we do. So, and like, it's the holidays, we've got lives and stuff. I've got people that I neglect. I'm sure you do as well. So yeah, that's just the cost of doing business. So we will try to get regular podcasts going again in the new year once the holidays have settled down. And yeah, it's for all you people that why we do this and why we decided to do this on Christmas 23rd Eve, Christmas Eve, 2 hours. Yeah, so yep. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for chatting with us. Thank you for reading our stuff. Wyatt, where can people find your writings?
Do every home game. Do the Canucks.com. Do a little recap for them. We're still writing for the province. I'll be writing for Van City Buzz coming up in January. And I think that's what it for now.
Nice. So we've got this podcast. Hopefully we'll be trying to do the wrestling podcast again. To alter our release schedule on that. I don't think we can talk about every Monday Night Raw.
It's the same thing every week. Right?
Maybe bi-weekly. Maybe we talk about every pay-per-view. That could be something we do.
Yeah.
Do pay-per-views, and then we can talk about the Raws that happen. Yeah, maybe that's what we do. That's a bit better for our schedules. Yeah, and then I'm also in the province with Wyatt every Sunday at the movies 10 years later. We'll be undergoing some alterations as far as scheduling goes in the new year as well. Might be a format change to make it easier and not have to get guests. And yeah, Province Legion of Blog. And I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to dust J Bowman Can't Sleep Off. I'm going to get back there. I'm going to wake up from the dream of getting paid to write. I've been dreaming the last year and I'm going to wake up and not be able to go to sleep again and maybe start working on that. So yeah, hopefully some exciting things in the new year. So have a safe Christmas, everybody. I hope you get what you want. Have a good New Year's. I hope you all get drunk unless you don't drink. And then I hope you have sensible beverages and drive some people home.
Let's have some Coke.
Yep. Coke's dope.
Coke is dope.
All the kids say Coke is dope. All right, I'm tired. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Wyatt Arndt, the Stanchion, me, Jay Bowman. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Legion of Blogcast. We out. Blitz and rules.
'Wait,
go ahead.
Are you hearing that? Do you hear that?
What?
I think it's pop quiz
no,
time.
No, we're gonna.
Oh
we're
yes,
talk,
10
we're
questions.
We're gonna talk Canucks. We want to talk.
Nope, we're getting
we
the quiz.
We got like 6 weeks of Canucks talk.
I don't care. I'm hitting
you
the quiz.
You bastard.
Fly back, unzip your pants, get ready for a quiz.
All right.
About Green Lantern. Oh yeah, that's pretty good, right?
I have a. But here's the thing, though. I have a feeling you went super obscure, knowing
I didn't.
Okay.
I chose an average one. I'm not here to try and embarrass you.
Because I thought that I'd get crushed on this quiz.
All right. Railroad engineer Alan Scott survived a horrible train wreck thanks to a magic lantern from China. The lantern spoke to him, explaining that it would empower a ring that could do most anything. What was the one thing it could not affect?
The answer is you're obviously talking about the Golden Age Green Lantern, Alan Scott. And the only thing that his ring could not be used against was wood.
That is correct.
Now, interesting enough about his powers, it's not willpower, as future Green Lanterns would draw their source from. It's actually from a piece of meteorite referred to as the Star Heart.
Oh,
so I have a girlfriend, and I had one for a year and a half, and she is awesome, and she knows that I love Green Lantern, so yeah, I'm beating the odds. What's your...
You've got two Green Lantern cups.
What's your
That's
next
right.
question? I got like fucking nine shirts. She's like, you don't need any more Green Lantern shirts. I'm like, yeah, but I don't have this one, so I want it. Shoot for the next one.
Question number two. Once he became Green Lantern, Alan decided it was time to settle down and got a job as an engineer for a broadcasting system, and would ascend to newscaster, program director, and eventually the network manager. What city was his broadcasting company located in?
Oh, Jesus Christ. First of all, I don't appreciate the Alan Scott questions. Because I'm a Kyle Rayner guy, and then I'm a Hal Jordan guy, and I'm a Sinestro guy. But my Alan Scott knowledge, like, it's basically all been expunged right now. I don't think it was Coast City, but fuck it, I'm just going to say Coast City.
This quiz says Gotham City.
Shit, okay.
Yes. Green Lantern was a native Gotham City hero, probably because both GL and Batman were written by Bill Finger.
The Bill Finger.
You just got the finger, my
That's
friend.
What he said to all the ladies. All right, man, go for it.
Question number three. While most heroes from the Golden Age have kid sidekicks, Green Lantern had a cab driver, Dolby Dickles, as his confidant. What was the name of Dolby's beloved... Or Dolby, I guess. I don't know. It says... I don't know. What was the name of Dolby's beloved cab?
Ah, for fuck's sakes.
I can't believe all the ones I picked, the one that's not really...
Yeah, like, is this an Alan Scott quiz?
I think it is. It's your worst nightmare. I'm not here to embarrass you. Alan fucking Scott.
Oh, God.
Could have gone
Gotham
better, think,
cabs.
The correct answer is Goitrude.
Oh yeah, because fuck's sakes.
Okay, next. Miser Cyrus Gold was murdered in Slaughter Swamp, but emerged years later as the chalk white marsh monster Solomon Grundy, one of Green Lantern's earliest and greatest foes. Grundy was such a popular character that he went on to appear in numerous comic books over the decades. His appearance.
Yep, keep going. Yep, sorry.
And Swamp Thing, you're waving at me. His appearance in Swamp Thing revealed that Solomon Grundy was in fact what?
Immortal. Immortal.
What was that? The correct answer.
Grundy's a Batman villain.
What was that?
This is Grundy, a Batman villain too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing actually I know. He was a failed attempt at creating an Earth Elemental.
Fucking Swamp Thing, too. Goddamn, yeah. I hate Swamp Thing. I do. I really do. I hate Swamp Thing.
next. Molly Main was the secretary at Alan Scott's network and decided that the best way to attract the romantic attention of Green Lantern was to become a supervillain. What identity did she choose?
You know what? I'm just going to answer in the parallel for the Hal Jordan Kyle Rayner ones. So I think her supervillain identity was a Star Sapphire.
The correct answer. That is one of the options, but the correct answer. Harlequin.
Carol Ferris was a Star Sapphire.
In the Silver Age, they had to reconcile the Golden Age magic-based Green Lantern with the new interstellar Green Lantern Corp and came up with an explanation that the Guardians of the Universe had, many, many years earlier, gathered up all the wild magical energy in the universe and sent it to another dimension. That dimension was coincidentally home to Alan Scott, whose ring and battery were formed from the magical energy. What name was given to this hard gob of green
Star
magic?
Heart.
Yeah, there you go. You're getting back on board. All right.
I should get an extra point for answering that question unsolicited in the first answer.
That's
yet.
True. That's true. Kudos for that. Split personality, Rose and Thorn either loved or hated Green Lantern, depending on which personality was in control. She was the mother of his two children, Jade and Obsidian. Back in the 40s, whom did Rose and Thorn usually fight?
This is bullshit, because if you were to ask me the name of Alan Scott's kids, I'd be all over that. Jenny Lynn Hayden, Jade, who was temporarily Green Lantern when Kyle Rayner's gay sidekick got hate crimed. Check, read it. And he left fucking Earth. That was badass. And I know that her brother's Obsidian. Like, I knew that shit, but I don't know. I do not know.
It was Flash.
Fuck it.
I'm so happy it was Alan Scott.
This is bullshit.
Jade and Obsidian both have green energy forming powers similar to their father. True or false?
I'm going to say false because Jade does, but I don't think Obsidian does. Yep.
Yep. You're yep. correct. Yep. He's shadow based.
Yes.
Though he still wears a costume almost identical to his original, complete with the image of a Green Lantern on his chest, he is no longer known by that name. What identity does Alan Scott use now?
So this is fucked up, because I'm not sure when this quiz was, but he was temporarily referred to as the Sentinel, and then he went back to being Green Lantern.
Sentinel's on here, so I'm going to choose that as the correct answer. Yep. So you're right. Yep. They've been using the name Sentinel in the comics for about 5 years now, but he's still the original Green Lantern. Last question. In the pages of JSA, an important medical discovery has been made about Alan Scott. What is it?
I also want to go on record that I hate JSA. I don't like the Justice Society of America. I'm a Justice League guy. Because the Justice Society of America is all fucking old people. What's the medical discovery?
Yeah, that's made about him.
They discovered that he's not Hal Jordan or Kyle Rayner. Let's say that he's... what are the options? Are there options?
There are, but you don't get them because you're a Green Lantern fan.
Oh, fuck. I don't draw my powers of knowledge from the Star Heart, you fuck. He is 100 years old. I don't know.
His body's entirely composed of green flame.
That's so fucking stupid, too.
He only appears to be human. He's made of green flame.
It's like Alan Scott is like the fucking Obi-Wan who always like kind of chops in and like gives people like other Green Lantern sage advice. He's like, dude, you're pulling your shit from the Star Heart. You don't know what we're going through. Go fuck yourself. Shit doesn't work against wood. I mean, not working against the color yellow is kind of lame, but they do explain that later on. But why it didn't work against wood? That was so stupid. You attacked a guy with the number two pencil. You're covering all your bases. Fuck him.
Well, you got 4 points.
Shame.
All right. Well, you know what? This is really funny because right above it, there's a Green Lantern Hal Jordan one. We can do that another day. But that was like, I didn't know which one to click.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to reach out just from where I'm sitting in my computer, and I'm going to grab all the Green Lantern stuff I could reach here. So I'm going to show you. I got a little figure here. Figure. Yeah. I got one ring.
Yeah.
I have another Green Lantern ring right here. Up here, I have a little Sinestro Pop vinyl figure. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see, what else do I have around here? I'm just trying to...
Do you have any Alan Scott stuff?
No, but it might surprise you to know I've got a Green Lantern Frisbee right here.
Oh, nice. I will close the door. Yes.
What else do I have? I got some comics. Yeah, like in reach, I have probably like fucking 10 Green Lantern things. Fucking Alan Scott. No Alan Scott swag.
Offline, I'm going to ask you the Hal Jordan one when we're done. I just want to know.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to save it? Because I'll probably...
Oh, dog. I want to know
I'll probably chop and put the quiz at the end of the episode because people really responded favorably when I did that last time. Yeah, they did. They were like, oh, this is great because we have the quiz as an option, but it's not in the middle of the episode. And I'm like...
Ah, oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, so... I like that. A polite way of saying fuck off with the quizzes.
But some people love them.
Yeah,
some people
true.
Love them, but some people, well, we do Jurassic Park every time.
We burn people out in that one. Guys, enough of the Jurassic Park quiz. Just wait till Jurassic World comes out. We got another whole new quiz.
Maybe I'll see that shit 10 times in theaters.
Yeah, this shit's not over.
All right, Wyatt, we've been recording for a long time.
Okay. I know, we haven't touched Canucks.